There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. Bodhi and I made a trip to the city this week to take care of a few things. It was nice to see some friends down there, but now we're back on the mountain and settling in for a lot of weather this week. At our elevation, we should be getting a few inches of rain, which will be great. But up on the pass that we have to cross to get here, they're calling for a foot or two of snow. So it looks like we may be snowed in this weekend, even though we probably won't see any of the white stuff down here in the canyons. Of course, who knows, it might end up snowing down here a bit too, which is always magical. I'll keep you posted, and we'll make sure to go out and take some pictures and videos for the Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube if we do get some snow. You can find links to all of those things on my website at listentosleep.com. I want to thank everyone who is supporting the podcast by subscribing to Listen to Sleep Plus. If you'd like to get the podcast without any ads a day earlier each week, along with some perks to help you sleep, subscriptions start at just $3 a month. That's less than a cup of coffee. And you can get more information about all the levels of support on the website at listentosleep.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. Your support is what allows me to be your bedtime storyteller and meditation guide, and I very much appreciate it. Another way to support the podcast is by purchasing a sleepy audiobook as a gift for someone you care about. You can get classics like Treasure Island, Winnie the Pooh, or Alice in Wonderland, all read as sleepy bedtime stories by yours truly for just $5.50 each. And since you'll get a link to an MP3 you can download, you can keep a copy for yourself and send the link as a gift. You can find all the audiobooks I've narrated, again, on the website, listentosleep.com. For a while now, I've taken some time at the beginning of every bedtime story episode of the podcast to help you relax with a short meditation. And that usually includes a reminder that there is nothing to do, nowhere to go, and no one to be. I've heard from a lot of you that this is really helpful for getting the mind to slow down before going to bed. So in tonight's meditation, we'll explore this a little more deeply. With the sound of the rain on the back porch in the background. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And take a couple more deep breaths at your own pace. letting the breath return to its regular rhythm. Just allowing the body to breathe itself. And let yourself sense into the feelings and sensations in the body. What do you notice? Maybe tingling, heaviness, lightness, warmth, or coolness. Just sensing into the body. For the next little bit, that's all we need to do, is be here with our sensations and feelings. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, and no one to be. It's a break from all the time that our mind can latch on to these ideas. That thinking that we need to do something, or be somewhere, or be someone. It can be easy to overlook the simple sensations of the body. It can be like a setup, almost. The mind creating a problem that it then tries to solve. Thinking, if I was doing this, I would feel better. If I was in this place, I might be happier. If I was this person, everything might finally be all right. But this is just what the mind does. It makes thoughts. And when we latch on to those thoughts and mistake them for who we are, life can start to seem like a problem that can only be solved with more thinking. But while life may indeed present challenges for us, it isn't a problem to be solved with thinking. When we can see our thoughts for what they are, simply thoughts arising and passing away, we can connect more deeply with who we are in between the thoughts, before the thoughts, and after the thoughts. Each and every night, when we slip into deep sleep, we experience little or no thinking at all. A time when we are simply alive, present, but not associating who we are with what we think. We can glimpse this state in the moments between our thoughts when we start to see them for what they are, simply flickering images on a screen. Like a movie. But we are not the movie. We are the screen. And just like many movies can play on a screen without affecting it at all, our thoughts simply arise and pass away while we remain. When we remind ourselves that we are who we are in this present moment, regardless of what we're thinking, doing, or being, we reconnect with the eternal presence that is the screen on which our thoughts are arising. We're reminded that we do indeed have nothing to do, nowhere to go, and no one we need to be. Just let yourself sense into the body as you remind yourself that you are everything you need right now in this moment. What do you feel? The breath moving across your nostrils or lips? The points where the body is in contact with whatever is supporting it? Temperature? Tingling? Can you feel the edges of the body? This is the reality of your experience right now, in this moment. Just this. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, and no one to be. There will be plenty of time to get things done without creating problems to solve. We can naturally move out of this stillness. We can allow ourselves to simply be in this presence, knowing that the past is gone and the next moment will be taken care of when needed. We can be as we are, just this, in this moment, sensing into the body and just allowing thoughts to arise and pass away, not latching onto them, trying to solve them, or even noting their contents. and you can spend as long as you like here. And if you start to get lost in thought, you can always bring the attention back to the sensations in the body or the breath. Thank you for your practice.